This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour, and it starts huge. We are going to be talking to the coach at 8:30 today, but not a lot right now. Is one of the star leaders on the Eagles, Brandon Graham. His call is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good, and neither did the Eagles. Brandon Graham's here. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
Well, congratulations. And I just got to know, because whenever I think of the Super Bowl, I think of you 5 years ago, Brandon. What's it like going back?
You know what? Second time around, you kind of, you know how it is when you have a second year with a coach. You don't have to spend time trying to figure out what's going to happen and all that. You kind of know what's going to go on. So you're going to be a little more prepared than you was last time. So, man, I'm so excited just to get that. Because, man, it's a lot of fun, definitely during the week.
Hey, were you nervous before the Niner game?
I was, man. I ain't gonna lie. I got a lot of respect for that team. I know who they, you know, the coaches are. You know, I've been a part of some of the guys on the field. I know the fight that they have. Man, them boys, they play hard. They got us to practice the best we done practiced in, you know, all year because of how much respect we have for that team and what they showed on film.
Yeah, they're a very good team, but it seemed to us the weak spot, Brandon, was having a rookie quarterback who was drafted in the seventh round. Going into the game, was the plan get in his face, make him uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, when you have a quarterback, you know, that haven't really, you know, faced our rush, because, you know, you look at other people's rushes and then you look at what we've done this year, and all we had to do was beat us. That's what we talked about. We was like, you know, we don't think that, you know, he saw a rush like that, and we got to go out there and prove it and about how we rush. And I think we did that. Hassan started the party. He's been doing it all year, man. Excited for him to be on our team, man. Can't wait to see what he do in this Super Bowl. Sweaty and the guys, I mean, we just all just feed off each other, trying to make sure that we do our job and play together, man. And I think that it always starts up front, so we had to make sure we showed up.
Oh, your line was phenomenal all year. I'm just curious, with Reddick, when did you know that was a fumble in the moment, Brandon, or did you need to see the replay? Because that was a big challenge by Nick that he got the refs to look at that. I'm wondering if you guys knew right away that Purdy had fumbled it.
Oh, yeah, we knew. We knew just on how it just had to delay the way he threw it up. But I was so happy LJ. Well, we practice all the time, scoop that ball up. That's some little things, man, that, you know, tend to go unnoticed. Like just making sure that you got them habits of picking that ball up every time because you do. As you see, if the 49ers would have recovered that ball, it was a fumble, they'd have got that ball back. So, man, everybody played their part. They played their role. And, man, we wasn't going to be denied this weekend because, man, it was definitely on our mind the whole game to make sure that we kept policing each other and doing our job.
Hey, Brandon, you're one of the top 10 pass rushers in Eagles history. Can you explain to us why Hassan Reddick is so effective? He's a much different pass rusher than you are. What makes him so successful?
Man, he's strong, fast. I mean, he puts his body in some of the positions where I'm like, woo, that boy is nice. You know what I'm saying? I love watching him play. You know, him and Sweaty together, being out there, them boys are quick, fast, and, you know, not scared to go down somebody, you know, face, because you need that as a D-line. You need to be able to have a bull rush, and on top of that, you know, be able to have that perseverance through the rush, because when certain things don't work, you got to go straight to a different move, and this counter moves is just as good as his first. So, man, I just know that he works hard every day. I see him, you know, front and center, and I know that's why he's balling, because he bring it every day.
All right, now, Brandon, Purdy gets hurt. They got Johnson in, but then he gets hurt. Once Purdy was out, do you guys change your approach? Do you get more aggressive? Do you not be concerned because the pass isn't such a big factor? What are you guys thinking after Purdy leaves?
Hello? Oh, yeah, there we go. There we go. I think I got.
All right. We apparently it was not that tough a question, but we will get him back in a second.
Just lost the signal, that's all.
It was funny because I was very excited to ask that. I wanted to know. Because me, I'm as a fan, I'm watching that moment, and I'm saying to myself, oh, go get this guy. The guy that comes in,
really. Josh Johnson.
He had been on 13 teams.
Yes, when somebody held up their phone and showed me every team that he went on, I go, they cannot possibly lose this game.
Every league.
But yes, every league.
But it got even better for the Eagles because then he got knocked out, and they had no one to throw the football. What are the odds? He is back with us. I restate the question. Brandon, we lost you there for a second. Brandon, once Purdy went out, how did that change the thinking of the defense?
Well, you know, Josh Johnson came in, and we was all talking about, oh, man, we didn't expect him to get in. And so we was just talking about, you know, how does he like to escape in the pocket? How does he, you know, what does he do? Is he a run first quarterback, or is he a run the pass, or, you know, just straight stay in the pocket? So we know we was going over that because that mattered in a game like that where they're trying to hit us around the edge, and we know they like quarterback runs and all that stuff too. So we just was, you know, I feel like on the sideline corrections of trying to see who's our personnel and what he does well, I think we adjusted to that real good, man, and we just made sure that we just rushed. We just did what we did and made sure we made it hard for him.
I'll say this, though. It was still tense for a few minutes because that McCaffrey. Brandon, ooh, how hard is he to bring down?
Man, he got some good balance. I will say, I thought he was down, honestly. And next thing you know, I just seen that he just was gone. I was like, wow. You know, because I was in on that play. And it was just like, yeah, McCaffrey special for sure. I see why he's, you know, he went top 10 and, you know, he's a top 10 back. Well, top five back, and, man, he's definitely one of those guys that got good balance.
All right, so, Brandon, the game is over. The fans are going crazy. You look around. What do you feel going back, 5 years later, going back to the big game? What's your emotion in that moment?
Wow. Some guys never get to this moment again in their career. I know Selleck went his first year, and then he told me he ain't go back until we went back and we won it all. And it's like, man, I don't take this for granted at all because within the first 8 years of my career, well, first 7 years of my career, we ain't do nothing. And then we go, bam, we go all the way. And then 5 more years after that, I'm back, you know, still kicking, still playing, too, at a high level. So, man, that makes me smile even more because, you know, to be able to play in these Super Bowls, man, it's something real special, definitely special.
Can you compare for us, Brandon, the atmosphere around this team, the closeness of this team, and the one that won the championship 5 years ago?
Well, I can tell you this. We all hate that we just got 2 more weeks left with each other. So we just trying to make the best of it because it really has been fun. It's been a great time. And I'm going to make sure we extend that time with a win and then a party in June. So we have a couple more months together, or a whole bunch of other months together where we can party together. So we got to finish the job, though.
Do you think it's a benefit that you've already been there? I mean, you got the leaders on this team have been there. They understand the distractions. They know what the schedule is. It's different. Is that a benefit because you've already experienced it?
Oh, yeah, it is a benefit. And what it is you got to make practice about practice. You got to make sure that you still bring that intensity that you had going into it, trying to get to the Super Bowl, and now it's here. There's no point of, you know, going backwards. We got to stay forward. We don't have fun during the week, for sure, but it's more about what we do in between those white lines when it's time, because I can't be having you out here feeling a certain way because of last night when you know the job is to get it done. You know, I don't think we got that problem. You know, people do what they do. We all got our own battles that we facing, but at the end of the day, practice need to be how it's been, because that's what show up out there on that field.
All right, last thing, Brandon. I asked Jason Kelce this last week. I'm very curious at the answer. Let's say you win another Super Bowl. Would that have any effect on your decision whether to keep playing?
Would it have an effect on you?
No, I'm leaving. No, he got me, Al. No, I'm leaving either way, Brandon. How about you're staying either way. Is that right?
Hey, we running it back, baby. You know me.
You got me, Brandon. You got me. Hey, Brandon, nothing but good luck, my friend. You've been awesome. What a career you've had. Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, man, what's a better way to go out for you, you know, going against a coach that you used to go off on all the time and still probably going off? So, man, we're going to try to make you go off into the sunset real nice.
Brandon, that is so beautiful. Thank you. You made my day, my friend. Thank you.
Congrats on a hell of a career.
Brandon Graham, my friend. Brandon Graham.
He's the best and so quick-witted. I'm telling you. He's just
now
the best.
Now, listen to me, Al. Mm-hmm. I did not make that about me. He did. Mm-hmm. I did not even bring it up. I just wanted to know if it was going to have any effect on his career decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, people know you like...
No, no, honestly.
He's a nice guy. He knows what you want to hear.
No, no.
What was that?
All right, shut up, Al. I did love it, though. Brandon, you're near the end of your career. You're in your mid-30s. Right. You win a Super Bowl. That, I mean, you would love to walk away as a champion, wouldn't you?
Well, I tried that. I won a Super Bowl. Then that next year, I was trying to be greedy.
Yeah.
Went out there and got hurt in the last preseason game and never played a snap after that.
But you, if you look back, forgetting the money that you might have received by going back, wouldn't you have loved to leave as a champion?
Absolutely. Jerome Bettis did it.
Jerome Bettis did it.
Yeah. In Elway? Was that Elway?
Jerome Bettis retired.
Nice thing.
And we had a Super Bowl. It was in Detroit, his hometown. So tell me that didn't father get a storybook.
That storybook. Ending on top, Al, is a good thing.
You think?
John's on the line. We don't win championships here, but it's nice. John, go ahead. How are you today?
I'm great, Ange. How are you doing?
I'm really pleased. I'm getting to see one last Super Bowl while I'm on WIP. That's beautiful.
That is awesome. Congratulations for that. Hey, I wanted to call in for two things. One is I'm the guy from Maine that won the tickets from you guys, so I wanted to thank you so much for that. I got to bring my son up from Tampa, and he yelled so loud he cracked. He dislocated his jaw when he was yelling.
No, John, I've never heard that. Wait a minute. Your son was screaming at the game and dislocated his jaw?
What?
Well, you know, he's like, Jesus, I just cracked my jaw. I was yelling so loud. I said, you got to keep yelling then to get the other one back in line.
Oh, my God. Did he have to see a doctor or something, John?
No. He's all good. You know,
tough
he
kid.
Was all, he, yeah, he's all good. But, man, what a great time. What you know, the seats section 111 there were fantastic, and the crowd was fantastic. And, of course, you know, the game was just, you know.
Well, John, I am thrilled that you won. I'm glad you made the trip from Maine. And thank you. I won't let you participate in this one because you just won tickets to that big event. And I will now take a trip, Al, halfway around the world to Tokyo, Japan, and Marissa. Hi, Marissa!
Ohio, Philadelphia! Eagles, la! Super Puerto Rico! We're going to the Super Bowl!
Wow, Marissa! Are you excited all the way in Japan?
Oh, my God, Angelo. I got so excited after our win. I destroyed Tokyo myself. Wow. I didn't even need Godzilla's help.
All right. Was anybody in Tokyo aware of the NFL conference championships? And were they rooting for the Eagles?
I know the few of my Japanese friends, they were all hanging out at a Japanese bar. They're all excited. Even the one distant friend of mine who happens to be a Steelers fan, He's, you know, he's admitting defeat, and he is rooting for the Eagles. No one is here for Kansas City. Not one.
All right, wait.
For Green, just like the Empire State Building.
Am I hearing you right, Marissa, that Tokyo has bars that show the NFL games?
Yes. In fact, there's this one bar in the Shinjuku area. I've been getting tons of tweets from people. They've been asking me where to go. There is a sports bar, and we also have a Hooters in Japan.
You have a Al? They have a Hooters in Japan. Come on, Al. That's fascinating.
Yep, we love the Hooters.
I didn't realize breasts for a big out there. Apparently, they're big everywhere. Marissa, so what do you think? One win away from are you going to come back for a parade?
I'm hoping so, Angelo. I am looking into flights. Ooh. I am also trying to reach out to Mothra if she can hear me. Angelo, I'm getting so desperate that I want to be like Wile E. Coyote and make wings from the Acme products and fly myself to Philly if I have to. I'll use my arms.
You really want to be here if we have a celebration. Is that right, Marissa?
Angelo, I'll do anything. Huh. Oh, my God. I don't care how many connecting flights, you know, to be home in Philadelphia, you know, would just mean the world to me. The thought of just not being there, I don't even want to talk about it, Angelo. I'll get all the right. Punch.
Well, we got time to plan all that. Marissa, could I leave here with a big eagle chair?
You want it short and sweet?
No, just the chair. Just the chair today. We're saving it. We've had a lot of singing on the show already today.
That's okay, sir. You got it.
Yep.
A-A-C-L-E-S-S-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B
just picturing glasses shattering in people's homes. Mm-hmm. somebody's having orange juice.
I was picturing Rhea holding her ears.
No,
no, I took my headphones off.
No, you did not have to picture that. All right, welcome back. It's 8:23. It's 7 minutes. We'll be talking to head coach Nick Sirianni, get some inside stuff, and he'll share with us. He's not Andy Reid, but apparently Andy Reid didn't have to, because here is our question of the day.
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Armor. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com. Do you like Chiefs head coach Andy Reid? 78%
right.
Say yes.
This we've never done this before. Wipe it clean and ask no further questions today. The question of the day is over. I have been slapped enough for one day. I am being abused.
You want me to delete
it? Do these people only know I have 11 shows left that they still show me this little respect?
I'm deleting it then.
Right. Deleting it, and there will be no further questions today.
Oh, that takes care of that election.
At the end.
Right.
Al, I am calling off the election that I'm losing 4-1.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's one way of doing it.
All right, couple of things I just want to clear up on ridiculous myths that have grown, especially after the game on Sunday.
All right.
One is, and Rhea's been doing this in the update, the Niners were not happy with the officiating, Al. I had warned you that John Hussey was a favorable ref for us.
Yes.
Right.
Eagles are now 7-0 with John Hussey as the head official. Thank you, NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that once Purdy got injured, that somebody from the league called down said, make sure the Eagles get to the Super Bowl and not the Niners. They don't have a quarterback.
Oh.
Is that feasible in any way? One of the players said this.
No.
This is ridiculous, right? It was told to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, please.
Barrett Brooks. Would that ever happen in the National Football League?
Heck no. Come on now.
And then the reporter said, I'm withholding his name because he will get fined a lot.
No,
because
he's an idiot.
Because he's a gutless puke.
Well, there's that, too.
Who can't accept the fact that his team wasn't as good as the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. And here's another one. And this is something that Brandon can also tell you. Mm-hmm. Al, lots of people in San Francisco are complaining and claiming that Lane Johnson was jumping the snap repeatedly throughout the game. Barrett, what exactly was happening?
He was getting off right at the ball. Him and Kelce have been playing together so long that he knows exactly when Kelce's going to snap the ball. He knows it. Those two are like tied at the hip, man. So he gets off right on time. And, of course, every single team the Eagles play, send tape in. Look, he's jumping the snap. He's jumping the snap. But when they look at it, he's getting off exactly on the snap. It's just the other three offensive linemen aren't getting off with Kelsey. But Kelsey and Lane are getting off at the same exact time.
It's an advantage of being there a long time and having a perfect cadence.
Absolutely.
And what you're doing. And that's what happened. And one other thing. Yeah, Al, the San Francisco 49ers had 11 penalties, yep. And the Eagles had 4.
Right.
Go look at the penalties. Tell me which one was not.
Oh, they were all frustration penalties.
They were all penalties caused by a lack of discipline San Francisco.
The NFL called the San Francisco player and told him to hit Jalen out of bounds.
Yeah. How stupid was that? Yeah, there were 4 penalties on the drive to put the Eagles ahead. Major penalties. Look at them. Tell me which one should have been called. They were all absolutely legitimate. John Hussey, to me, is a fine rap. And now, apparently, the Chiefs do not like the ref for the Super Bowl, Carl Jeffers.
I
have a suspicion I enjoy his work, too. We'll probe that later in the week. Let's go to Chuck in Springfield. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. We're going to the Super Bowl, Chucky.
We are, man. I'm super psyched about the Super Bowl. Before I talk about Andy Reid, I think Marissa gave us a nickname for Heretic.
What is that?
Godzilla.
Yeah. I like it. Al, that was a very famous horror movie that came out of Tokyo.
Yeah, over and over again.
A lot.
Yeah.
And back then, Al, the special effects were nowhere near as good as they are now.
Yeah, but the movies were better.
The movies were pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. All right, Chuck, what are you feeling here? Where are you right now, 12 days from the game?
Oh, I'm psyched. But I want to talk about Jacksonville Super Bowl and Andy Reid. You know, he's got some good qualities, but, and it's a big but, I was at that game, second half, I'm screaming my face off, people in front of me are getting pissed. Down around 10, I'm like, no, hurry the F up, hurry the F up.
Right, hold on a minute, no. Chuck. You were at a conference championship game screaming, and there are people there who are unhappy that you were making
the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Jacksonville.
All right, okay, so what do you think this time? Are you going to Arizona, Chuck?
Oh, man, I got a friend that's 5 miles from the stadium. Season tickets. I didn't win the lottery.
Mm-hmm. You so are going.
Kind of bummed. No, I'm not going. I didn't get the ticket.
Oh, you didn't get the tickets. Would you just go to your friend's house, crash there, and be a part of the festivity?
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to get my buddy to go.
It'd be a better time here.
What do you mean?
If you're not going to the game, the party's here.
The party will
party's
be
here all week?
Well, if you're not going to the game.
Al, the parties at a Super Bowl are some of the best parties ever.
He ain't going to those.
I went to Jacksonville. The party's here.
The party's here.
Yeah. Chuck, stay in Springfield.
unless you're going to the game.
Yeah, unless you're going to the game.
Springfield is a wild party town.
Uh-huh. My word for Andy Reid.
Yep.
Lethargic. Everything that isn't.
It's so true, Al. He seems so tired at all times. We're getting word Nick may be a minute or two late. Hang in. He's coming. Rich Glazer's up next. Hi, Richie.
Hey, good morning.
What are you feeling, Rich?
I'm pumped.
What are you pumped about?
I'm pumped. I think this is really going to be a blowout. I'm looking for Hassan Reddick to be the MVP of this game. This guy's sensational. I liken him to the second coming of Lawrence Taylor.
Wow. Wow, that's a high bar there, Richie.
This kid is great, and this is just the way Lawrence Taylor was at the very beginning and actually continued that way. He was a game changer. This Hassan Reddick is sensational.
Rich, who do you like better, Sirianni or Reed?
I like Sirianni. I can't stand Andy Reed, and I got a nickname for him.
All right, what's his nickname?
Smug, S-M-U-G.
Yeah, he is very smug. Rich, why are you hearing that? I had to end the poll. 78% like him. What are they seeing that we're missing here?
I don't know. I just don't think these people get it. This guy, he might be a good coach, but I don't like his personality. I never did. And when he said that the time is yours, it's really arrogant.
It is arrogant. And it's just robotic, Rich. Nick Sirianni has fun. He shares his life. He's becoming one of us.
Yeah.
Why could Andy, 14 years, he could never do that?
No, Andy never got it. He just never got it. I mean, there are certain people who get it right away. Nick Sirianni, I think, is one of them. He was a little bit slow getting out of the gate, but I think he's picked up steam, and he's really become well loved by the people in Philadelphia.
I think so too. I just think he's speaking our language. Rich, give me, so your word is smug, is that right?
Correct, yes.
I like that word a lot, Rich. Thank you very much. Stay right there. I will, we're still waiting on Nick. It could be any second now. Chuck's up. Oh, wait, Chuck already did call. John's here from Philly. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How we doing?
I may have to put you back on hold if Nick checks in. What do you got for me today, John?
No problem. And the offensive line of the Eagles, the way they played on Sunday, is by far their best outing of the year. I mean, San Francisco, nobody can deny that they have a great defense. I mean, their players are so quick. But the fact that we own them with a guy that has a torn muscle and, you know, just the continuity that we have, we're going to be able to dominate Kansas City come, you know, Super Bowl time. I mean, there shouldn't be anything that our offensive line couldn't do against Kansas City coming up.
Barrett's right here. Barrett, you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, this game will be won in the trenches like all the games this year have been won in the trenches. We have the best offensive line, the best defensive line in the NFL, and they've played accordingly the entire year.
You know, I looked up the defensive rankings of the Chiefs, and all. They're middle of the road. They're 15th, 16th. They're not that great at on either. And they have a good player here, but that's not what the Niners had. Speed. They had aggressiveness. They were tough. That was a very good defense.
It was the best front seven in the NFL.
Right, but the Eagles, all the Eagles got to do is control the clock so you keep Mahomes off the field. You got the best running game there is in the game. I believe that for 2 years now. Run the ball.
And, oh, my goodness. Bro, you know your football, man. That's exactly what they got to
do. Al, did you just hear what
he said?
There
you go.
He's understanding it.
Yep.
This is control the clock.
Yes.
If you keep Mahomes to 25 minutes, Al, he doesn't have time to hurt you as much.
Exactly.
You got 35 minutes to grind it out. Run the ball.
All right.
Can't wait to tell the coaches he's going to be looking forward to that.
John, he's looking for your input.
John,
that's what he's missing.
I bet that's why he's waiting. He's gathering all the coaches around the phone. All right, John, do you have a word to describe Andy Reid?
Has anybody said winner?
Winner. Oh, that hurt. All right, stay right there. I'm going to go to break, Joe, because we're still not hearing from him, and I got to get breaks in. Stay. We're coming back in the middle of a break if we have to. But we'll be right back. WIP Sports at 834.
Even if...
All right, we are back as expected. And on the line with us is Super Bowl coach Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations, man.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Second year as an NFL head coach, Nick, and you're going to the Super Bowl. Describe what that feels like.
Yeah, obviously this is a dream for, and I said to our guys, it's a dream for all of us. And you know, it may be a dream for all of us at a different points, like some of us who thought we might be basketball players or basketball coach or whatever it was, right? And so all of us, it's a dream come true for all of us, you know, whether you started dreaming about it when you were 2, 4, middle school, high school, when you got to college or professional level, this is a dream for every one of us. And I'm really looking forward to it and looking forward to going out there and bringing that trophy back to Philadelphia.
Nick, you grew up in a football family. What's the reaction to your father and your brothers?
Yeah, that was pretty, you know, I'm up on the stage and I was kind of looking for my family. And, you know, when we were getting the NFC Championship trophy and just kind of locking eyes with those guys, that was special. Those are the moments that choke you up, and then giving them a hug afterwards and then taking the picture with, you know, obviously my entire family, but then also with just my brothers and my dad. You know, I can't tell you how many pictures I have of myself and my brothers with my dad, right? Of you know, after national championship games or after a big basketball game. It's always around a sporting event. You know, I don't know how many Christmas pictures we have or Easter pictures we have, but I know we have a bunch of pictures of just us four after sporting events. So to do that with that trophy, that was a special moment that we'll remember, and hopefully we'll do that again here in a couple weeks.
Okay, I've been here to see a lot of coaches and managers, Nick, and I have never seen any who seem to take on the personality of our city the way you have. So I'm dying to know, have you become more like Philadelphians in the 2 years here, or were you always that way? Is this who you are?
I think the best thing that anyone's ever said to me is no man suddenly becomes different than his cherished thoughts and habits. And so I love this city. And maybe the reason I love the city is because I've always been like this city, and I just didn't know it until I got here, because I think that's just always been who I am. I love the city, and I love the fans and the people in this city and the hardworking part of this city. So I think that's just always who I've been. But you know, when you integrate yourself into a city like this, you come a little bit more like it too. So I'll say both and.
Well, that's a good answer, and you really are bonding with the people here. That often happens when you go to the Super Bowl your second year.
Yeah, they may have something to do with it.
Nick, the catch, a couple of plays happened in that game were fascinating. Devontae catches the ball, or so it appears, but he signals to get back to line. Can you take us into the process you have coached these guys to do when it's kind of on the line, you're not sure that's a catch?
You know, that's something that you practice all the time, right? You practice. That's a weekly thing that we practice. And if it happens in the NFL, you know, I think it happened in the Giants-Vikings game a couple weeks ago. The Giants did something similar. You show it to your team and you show them, hey, this is what we practice, and here's how, why it's important, and here's how it comes up. And so, you know, and so we do that a lot. We talk about situational football a lot, and some people think that situational football is just third down, red zone, 2 minute backed up, stuff like that. But it's all the situations that come up in the game. And that's a situation that comes up in the game that you practice, that you're ready for. And so, you know, when it's executed exactly how you think it plays itself out, or how you talk about it, it's because you got smart players. And Devontae is a smart player, and he got up to the line of scrimmage, and I tend to think, you know, you do this too even when you caught it. You do it anytime you feel like it's close. And so, you know, where a team can't just throw a challenge flag out of nowhere, because we've done this about three or four times this year that were probably catches anyway. And so you do that just because, I mean, really, when we watched the TV copy of our game on Sunday, they got one look at it. You know, they got one look at it, and then next thing you know, we're back up on the ball and running a play. So great job by our players to get up there and get it done. Started by Devontae, and then Jalen and Jason have to orchestrate to get everybody set up to run the play. And our guys did a great job that, you know, at the end of the day, was the difference between a turnover and a touchdown. I mean, those are huge plays. And we know in close games, which NFL is and playoffs are, you know, every point counts, every detail matters. And, we're just obsessed with the details, and our players are obsessed with the details, and we got smart guys.
It was tremendous. And then the next series, Nick, you're on the other end of it, because Purdy, it looks like when he throws it, it's an incomplete pass. But you get information very quickly and challenge it, and it becomes a fumble. Are your guys seeing something before the people are watching it on TV? How did you know that was challengeable?
You know, obviously, I'm getting great information from the press box, from the upstairs in the box, and they're telling me, "Hey, hold a second." And you know, San Francisco wasn't going fast, and you wouldn't go fast in the sense of that, because it was an incomplete pass, and so we had a second to really evaluate it. You know, I think I told everybody on the headset to shut up except for the one person upstairs I was talking to, because everyone had an opinion at that point, which I'm sure everybody on TV, everybody had an opinion there. But I wanted to make sure we had a little bit of time. So I got the good information from upstairs. I think our people that run our video boards did a good job, because I was not only able to get information. You know, sometimes you get that information blindly, right, because you don't get a chance to see it. But in this case, our guys in the stadium that show the replay, right, were showing it up on the board, and I got a chance to see it myself. So, you know, it was just a great team effort. It's on the TV right now. That exact play, what play by Hassan, wasn't it?
Oh, and he's been amazing though.
He's been amazing.
It's got 19
and a half. Do you think Linval scores on that one? You see him pick up that ball and start
chugging
around at 320 pounds?
But it's good, Nick, that he pounced on it. That you're like, hey, let me make sure we have the ball if we win the challenge, right?
Another thing we talk a lot about, and it happens because you got players that are highly detailed, and that's what Linval did there.
Yeah, absolutely. Reddick, he's been amazing this season. Were you surprised the Niners try to block him with a tight end, Nick?
You know, hey, everybody's got different thoughts there on how they protect the quarterback, and sometimes on play action it slows down the rush. In this particular case, it didn't. You know, and you never know that was the back. Could the back have got called in protection from somewhere else? Was he supposed to be helping the tight end and then couldn't because something else happened or took him off of it? So, you know, usually with that, there's more to it than that, and you just don't know. And so I'm not going to comment on that, but it was a heck of a rush by Hassan, and it was a good matchup for us.
On the other side of the ball, Nick, Kenny Gainwell, he's getting off the ball so fast. Can you talk about how he evolved in the 2 years you coached him?
You know, he's always had this knack of making plays, and has he always gotten all the opportunities? No, because he's been our third down back and you know, a second or third guy at times. And so he always has taken advantage of his opportunities. I think he's just showing, you know, what we've seen all along. He's just shining in big moments. And that doesn't surprise us at all because, you know, I mean, I know he had a bunch of touchdowns last year. He's got a great feel for the game, you know, and he was the guy that Howie and I had spent a lot of time talking about. Howie, I remember Howie watching him and then texting me. He's like, you got to watch this Memphis back. And I remember putting him on, and we just talked. Howie and I were talking back and forth because I know it was late one night in the off season. We were just watching him at our houses while we were, I don't know what, probably watching something on. I was probably watching something on TV with my wife as I was watching Kenny Gainwell, and we just kept going back and forth. Like, man, this guy is really, really special. Great balance, great feel, great vision. Really can catch the ball, and so that's kind of how that materialized. And then, you know, he had some. You always try to. Hey, who is this like in some of our old offenses? And I think, you know, we did a lot. Like, I didn't think he was completely like Nyheim Hines because I thought he was a different type of runner than Nyheim. And I really thought at the end of the day he was a little bit like Danny Woodhead when we had him with the Chargers, who was really productive with us. And he's just showing that more and more. And Kenny's just been a really good player. And it just shows you the teamwork that happens between, you know, the coaching staff and the front office, you know, when you're talking about players, because there's got to be a vision. You know, the front office has got to show us the guys that have talent, and then there's got to be a vision on the coaching staff of how it fits. I just think that shows the good teamwork by us, and then obviously Kenny's playing at a very high level now, and this is when we need him to.
Absolutely. Last thing, Nick, I got more out of you in 10 minutes than I got out of Andy Reid in 14 years, all right? Just in this one interview.
You saying I talk too much?
No, I'm saying you share better than he did. I looked this up, Nick. You were like 17, maybe 18 when Reid was hired here. And now 24 years later, you face him in the Super Bowl. What are your feelings about that?
You know, really, really, it's never about me, and it's never about the coach that we're playing against. Am I honored to be? Because it's all about our players and playing in this big game and earning the right to play in the Super Bowl, which is pretty awesome. Am I honored to be coaching against a coach like Coach Reid? Of course. You know, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL, and he's one of the best coaches in NFL history. And I'm honored to be, you know, coaching against them in a couple Sundays from now. I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting there and putting in the work these next couple weeks to get ready for this game, of leaving no stone unturned and getting ready for this game, just like we've gotten ready for the last, I don't even know how many games have we played at this point, 19 games, right? We're on game 20.
Yep.
And so just really looking forward to the challenge ahead. And working, you know, this is the last 2 weeks we get to work with this team and this staff, right? Everything changes. There's things that change. So I'm gonna enjoy, because I love this team and these guys so much. I'm gonna enjoy every second of the next 2 weeks and work our butts off, so we're ready mentally, physically for this next game in Arizona.
We don't have to tell you, Nick. We are rooting real hard for you and the Eagles. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Angela.
Take care. Nick Sirianni. And Nick was on the Chiefs staff when Reid came in and he let him go, but he didn't really know. It was like Barrett Brooks with Reid. where, you know, Barrett Brooks just was told to go to Detroit, and he did for $150,000.
More.
215-592-9494. Arsenati's coming up, and so are you. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time, 847. All right, now 8:52. Barrett, I've been doing this 33 years. The best caller this station has ever had, not just my show, this station, is Arsenati.
Okay.
And the reason that he's the best caller is that he gives you the emotion of a fan with the brilliance of an analyst. I want you to hear what he said last week when the Eagles were facing Brock Purdy. Listen.
I want to lay such a beating on this kid that he questions whether or not he wants to play football anymore.
Well, and that's why he's the best.
I remember
and
that.
You do remember. Yes. He is on the line right now.
Okay. We laid a beating on Brock and the entire San Francisco team, brother. We laid them out.
Beautifully said, Arnie. And now we face Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Do you have any early thoughts on those fellas?
First thing I thought was, I thought of you. I thought Angelo could not have asked for a better Super Bowl than the Eagles Chiefs. This is stuff Hollywood writes up. And while I don't hate Andy Reid, he's playing against me. So I got a news for you. The next 2 weeks, I can't stand him.
But you don't normally hate him, Arnie?
No, I don't hate him. I don't care.
He wasted 14 years of your life.
Yeah, you know what? And he gave us some good ones, too.
No, we lost. We did. You know what a good one is? It's where there's a parade at the end. Here's
where there's something good. Yep. When we get Patrick Mahomes, and do the same thing. Give him a beating. His high ankle sprain doesn't go away this quickly.
No, it doesn't. It's very painful.
It takes like 3 months to go away.
Yep.
Force him to run. He can't. His leg will stop him from running.
You get a shot to hit him, should you hit him hard, Arnie?
You hit him like your life depends on it, on every play, every snap. Whatever these players have been holding back because they got to pace themselves, forget it. You go all out next week, and you make sure you bring that Vince Lombardi trophy to South Philly.
Arnie, what would it mean to you for the Eagles to win another Super Bowl?
Oh, man. You know how I get. Oh, my. It's the greatest trophy in all the world. And for 1 year, you can complain about everything else, but you can't complain about the Birds because they will be the Super Bowl champions. The greatest game all year long. The whole world is watching, and we're going to shine, and we're going to lay him out. We got superior running game. We have a superior receivers, and we have a superior quarterback going into this game. There is no way in hell they're going to beat us. It just ain't going to happen.
Arnie?
This defense, they feed off each other. This is the greatest team I've ever seen in Philly, ever.
Arnie, listen to me. If the Eagles do win, there will be a parade. It will also be my final show at WIP.
Yeah.
I would like you to come into the studio to share it with me.
Angelo, count me in, brother. I will be there, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'll do whatever. Angel, you got 11 days till you're unemployed. I'm going to do whatever you ask for, brother.
All right, pal. We're going to end it together at the parade. How's that sound?
There could not be a better script. It could not be better scripted than this. We all want Kansas City. You want them because you hate Andy. I want them because I hate the whole team. I hate our whole team. I can't stand nobody Kansas City right now. Nobody.
Arnie? We got a date, my friend. We got a date, pal. We got a plan.
Count me in. Yep. I will stand there with you. The day you are officially unemployed, I'll be there, brother.
Love you, Arn. Love you.
I love you.
Austin, Arnie. There you have it. That's my guy, Al. Mm. I got a plan.
How many people are going to invite now?
Oh,
we got
my
2 weeks.
God.
I mean, more people
you know what,
here
Al?
At the parade.
I don't know yet. I'm going to tell you something. What the hell? I don't know how many people I'm inviting, but he's definitely coming here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are we going to be?
Where am I going to be?
Well, we got to be somewhere, right? At the parade.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I would like to
be. Stop inviting people now after Arnie.
Okay? Arnie's it. That's it, Arnie.
Cliff, are you available for the parade day if it happens?
Absolutely. I'm always available.
He's in.
He's in.
215. Barrett Brooks.
Guess what? That will be your last
I'm
day.
I'm out of work.
I'm not taking care of any of it because I don't give a damn because you won't be there after it.
Yep.
The last day could be a bumpy ride is all I'm saying. 215-592-9494. You know what, Al?
Yep.
Ricky Ricardo's coming out.
Yeah, bring him in.
I'm inviting him next. WIP Sports Time, 857. Let me tell you about my friend George Perante and how he takes care of my dog, Bentley. I sent my wife there last week, Al. I was a little busy. And I said, get some of these beautiful big bones for Bentley.
That's what you asked her to do.
Yes. And she brought back some amazing bones from Dogs and Cats Rule. You know why? Because they got everything you could ever want to pamper your pet. And that's what I love about Dogs and Cats Rule. And that's what I love about the lead dog, George Perante. He's always thinking ahead for a healthy and happy year for your pet. So if you're going there and you're looking for the food, you're getting the best food. You understand freeze-dried, raw, gently cooked, dehydrated. George has got it all right there. Then on top of that, the supplements for digestion, skin, and coat. George has got all that. Dogs and Cats Rule is the place to go for the coats, the sweaters. He even got Eagles license stuff right there at Dogs and Cats Rule. 7 locations in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, in PA. You got Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, and Bluebell. You got to check it out. What a great pet store. Dogs and